This is Malcolm Duck, and you're listening to Radio Golf Show.
Do it. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to RotoFest 15. We have a stacked house, as always. We got an old friend back. Ted Long is back. And we have a new friend who you will meet. We have done the draft order, and I will introduce our guests as we go for the first round. We're, of course, picking the guys who are playing the Open at Royal Troon this week, a tournament I'm looking forward to. And the first pick of the RotoFest 15 today on the 15th, which is also my daughter's 10th birthday, goes to Mr. David Ogren. David, welcome. Always good to see you. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about, you and me and then and the guys and the gal. We'll get to Oliver later. And before you hit us with your first pick, maybe we'll talk about Keegan Bradley. Did that surprise you that he was picked to be the U.S. Ryder Cup captain?
What would have surprised me is if the PGA of America made a pick that was not surprising.
Okay.
That's all. The logical pick for this one is playing LIV and Phil. And, you know, that just kind of puts him out of sight, out of mind. I think they're trying to feed off that New England angst that that part of the world has. And, of course, Keegan's got it, and Beth Page has it. So captains don't play. Captains set the lineup, and they close their eyes and hope for the best. And Keegan could do that just as well as everybody else. I don't know who he's going to pick for an assistant or anything. But he won a PGA. He's been around a while. He got kind of screwed on the last Ryder Cup. So good for Keegan.
How was it when you were a vice captain? You got a call and say, hey, come with me? Or how did that work?
Oh, golly, gee. When I was 10 years before Tom Lehman was chosen, we was playing a practice round with Lauren Roberts and I, and we basically looked at him and said, well, when it's your turn to be captain, just, you know, make sure we're part of your vice captains. And he made good on his word. That's what happened there. So,
all right, David, the first pick of RotoFest 15 goes to you, sir, and the board is wide open.
Well, I appreciate that. I am going to choose Scottie Scheffler because I have to. But if I had not had first pick, and he was on the board, I would have taken Bobby McIntyre. But then he went and screwed it up and won yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to win back to back. But man, what a cool victory that is for him. And you know, it's I think the usual subjects played their usual way. And I don't know why McIlroy and Åberg and Schauffele and Fleetwood, and I don't know why they're not all going to, you know, play their usual way, but you know, and Troon, I've had the good fortune of playing Troon, and Troon is, I don't know, kind of ordinary the first seven holes and kind of ordinary the last six holes. And then you got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 that you got to negotiate in the corner. And that gets to be really squirrely. So, you know, if the wind blows out, then the incoming holes are tough. If the wind blows in, the outgoing holes are tough. And 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 are always tough.
Right. There you go. Yeah, I don't think you can leave Scheffler on the board, but we'll get back to the golf course in a bit. Pick number two goes to Adi Olafsson from Iceland. Adi, it's always good to see you, my friend. I'm glad you're feeling better. Volcano still active in Iceland?
No, they're all quiet now.
They're quiet now.
Yeah.
It's still light out. You can still play till midnight, right?
Yeah, we can still play the whole night.
There you go.
It's getting a little darker now. Through at 1 o'clock in the night. I'm gonna pick. I was not gonna pick actually McIlroy. I was actually gonna pick Bobby McIntyre as well, but it's always tough to, and nobody has done it, to win the British Open after winning the Scottish. So I have to take Rory this time. He played that well in the Scottish Open as well. Was tied fourth, so I have to pick him. That's my.
You're going with Rory.
Destiny, yeah.
There you go. Very nice, Rory. I have done absolutely zero research, but I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa. Just because former Open champion, and I think he's going to do well. The fourth pick goes to Doc Timpas, who is always here smoking a big fat cigar. Michael, good to see you. Please give us your pick, number four.
Since Todd Hamilton won there, I'm chipping with my Adams hybrid. The same club since then, in the same manner, and it's very good for me. I take Team J, Jane Lowry.
Jane Lowry.
Yeah.
I can't write his name anymore. I always got to write Jane now. And Isabel, you know why it's Jane? Because guys with the letter J, whose first name starts with the letter J, win like 26% of the time. there you go. Doc goes with Jane. And here we have, joining us from the media center at the Open, I believe, it is the, how should I say, not substitute. It is the better, not the better half, that's even worse. It's a colleague of Stefan Meyerwald who, again, couldn't make it, but he has sent a replacement, and my God. Isabel, welcome to RotoFest, and with that, I give you the fifth pick.
Yeah, I'll be, so thanks for first of all, that I'm allowed to join you. I think about very much about nationalities, and I really do hope that the European will make it. And I think it would be just a wonderful story if Ludvig Åberg would make it, the Swedish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a very good pick. This guy, what he's done, I mean, he was, I don't know if you watched the broadcast on Sky yesterday, but you know, they do these fabulous interviews as they're walking down the fairways. He was talking to the guy and he was explaining to him how it was not difficult, but how different it was for him to play with a caddy, because a year ago in college, he didn't play with a caddy. And he said, all those conversations I used to have in my head, I now have to have with somebody else. So this kid, I think, is the real deal. Very good pick. Let me tell you something right now, Isabel. You're going to do much better than Stefan ever did in this.
That's actually what he said to me as well, but I don't believe it.
There you go. And then you said, okay, I'm in. Well, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. The next pick goes to our long lost Ted Long. Ted, it's good to see you back. You've got the rainbow frame going. You look well. Tell us where you've been and tell us who your first pick will be.
Oh, man. Where have I been? Everywhere. Cat in a bit. Just, I don't know. The nice thing was most of the place I went, somebody else was driving, so. That's about all I can say. I was carrying a bag and they were driving. Let's see. We need to go down further because I think a lot of those players there are overrated.
Well, these odds, and that's why Bobby Mack is at 40, are from before yesterday, obviously.
There he is right there. This is going to be the breakthrough week for him. Oh. I like Tom Kim.
Who?
Tom Kim, 19.
I can't even hear you. Tom Kim, you're picking Asians again.
I just go with the best player. I like guys with big swings. Okay, I like Tom's swing. It's a bit goofy because he's not exactly made for rhythm, but he gets in some good positions and he's a nice kid.
There you go. He is definitely one of these days he'll do something. Ted Pigs, Tom Kim. Next we have Brother Burley, who has gone through an excruciating week of football. The way until yesterday. Glad you're joining us and glad you're not at some 10cc concert today. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too. I need to know what happened with Germany, Frank. What was going on there?
I don't know. You know what?
I thought they'd be there right to the end. I mean, home advantage and everything.
Well, I picked the Germany-England final at the beginning, but that handball... you know what? I mean, I don't know what went on there, but I don't think anybody or not many people would have complained if a penalty had been given, and now everybody complains. But, you know, I think the worst thing that could have happened to us as a developing team is to win this thing. So I'm not too upset that we. I'm happy we played well and we didn't play that normal Yogi Löw style football. You know that sideways. So I'm excited. I wish Kroos would stay, but anyways. And we gave Spain a good run. So, but we're back to golf, and I hope your golf game is still smoldering. And let us know who your first pick is, please.
Well, you forgot to mention it. I recently won on a senior tour here in Holland.
Oh, he's a senior tour. They have a senior tour in Holland.
Yeah.
Do you have to play in clogs?
No, not really. But no, it was quite good. I was on form. I played very well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But back to golf. Back to the important thing. I'm gonna go for Tommy Fleetwood, please.
Tommy Fleetwood. There you go. Ted, you should make a ranking of Dutch seniors. That would do well.
Ted would do well.
Ted would do well.
Oh. Holland, that's one of my favorite places. You've done well to land on your feet there.
Yeah, pretty flat.
Well, I know that, but the people are nice. It's beautiful. Nice golf courses. Really relaxing.
Yeah, I think the golf courses are totally underrated, huh?
Yeah. Oh, very good. We got some Harry Colt classics as well. Very, very good.
Harry Colt is amazing.
I'd
like to read the story of his life. He actually what do you call it? Apprenticed under one of the big guys. I don't know which.
Well, he had Alistair McKenzie as his assistant. He was also secretary of Sunningdale Golf Club.
Oh, was he really?
But he was a priest.
He got over to Australia. He built courses everywhere.
I mean, everywhere.
Was phenomenal. If you go amazing. To a course and it's a Heathland-style course and you go, man, what a course, I guarantee you, if it's in somewhere in Europe, it's probably Harry Colt.
Well, I'm going to extend an invite out to anyone who wants it. If you're in Holland, give me a call. We'll arrange a Harry Colt classic.
The generosity of a golf show all-star. Brother,
yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood. Now we have back our very own Casey Shea, who is joining us from Maine. Casey, you have two picks in the snake draft because we go back the other way. So knock yourself out.
All right. I'm going to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Victor Hovland and Matt Fitzpatrick.
Oh,
yeah, seriously. Victor and Matt. How's life been treating you, Casey?
I can't complain.
That's good.
Imagine that.
Yeah. it would do no good for anybody.
There you go. Let's go back to Brother Burley for his second pick.
Yeah, well, I was hoping for Matt Fitzpatrick, but that's I'm going to go for Bryson DeChambeau.
No. Bryson. Okay. Just a reminder. Just Bryson.
I was hoping for Tommy Fleetwood. So we're definitely on the same page. So this is good.
Oh yeah.
Brother, yeah, they lengthened that course quite a bit. No,
oh yeah, have you seen it? It's like a par 44. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they got like the longest hole and the shortest hole in open road history with the postage stamp and this other 600 yard. But maybe Isabel can tell us more about that.
If that back nine into the wind is going to be a killer.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this, you know, watching this Renaissance thing, I mean, that's a Lynx course built right in the middle of all these fantastic courses that opened in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, but it looks like it's been there forever, doesn't it?
It looks like, it looks a bit like North Berwick, which is where it is. I mean, North Berwick is my favorite course.
Wait a minute. Hang on. You haven't played Archerfield Lynx then, have you?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's so nice. That place
is nice. Oh, okay.
So nice.
Speaking of Archerfield, Ted, you're next.
Okay. Let me just, I'm going to tell you something. I'm coming right out of the gate. I know a lot of you guys are going to be pissed off when I pick him. I know he's on everybody's list. I'm going to go with, what's his name? Matsuyama is about to break out. Matsuyama. He's about to break out. The Asian invasion is about to start. This is it. finally going to take foothold.
You know, Ted, at the last RotoFest, when you weren't there, I followed your strategy. I picked all Asians plus Bryson, and I ended up winning.
Did you really?
Ted takes Hideki. That brings us back to Isabel, who picked Aberg with her first pick.
Yeah, well, the next one will be tricky because I was very optimistic that you would skip a US boy. So I would have picked Bryson. But as I can't do that, I'm now a bit superstitious. I'll go again for European. It will be John Rahm because last year when I was at the Masters, it was John Rahm. So why not this time? I'd really be happy, although he's not in very, 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 very good shape. But who knows? So, yeah, I go with John Rahm.
Very interesting. Isabel, can you tell us where you are right now?
Right now, I'm sitting in a very cold and very well-climated media tent here at Royal Troon Golf Club. So I arrived yesterday in Scotland. And walked today the whole course, had a look at the postage stamp, and really enjoyed the fabulous weather. So today it's terrific sunshine, wonderful romantic sunsets, and I enjoy this very much because on Thursday I'm afraid will be raining cats and dogs. It will be really brutal. Yeah, weather forecast is horrific.
Wow, we're gonna pick some mudders. I'm sure you're. You're well taken care of there in the in East Lothian. East Lothian.
Yeah. But that's also something which has to do with our picks because I guess the course is very soft, and so it will be. It's not very very typical Lynx golf. So few people may have a shot who are not so super successful Lynx golfers yet.
Uh huh.
We will see.
Yeah. And there you go. We'll have to now. That throws my whole list over.
Did it?
We'll go there. So Aberg and Rahm. That sounds like a good duo. That's very nice. Doc, you're next. You picked Jane Lowry with your first pick.
Yeah. not John Rahm anymore. get me Zander.
Fucker.
Family show, Frank.
What was one?
Family show.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and actually I took the explicit language button off Apple iTunes, so I got to be careful. Xander goes to Doc. That's the one I wanted. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to stay right up here. I'm going to go for Brooks. I'm going for Brooks. Why not? The majors this year so far have been won by three Americans. Scotty, Xander, and help me out, Bryson.
Bryson.
Yeah, so I think that's going to continue. And I think Koepka, six majors, I think can't go wrong with that, although he hasn't won the British, but we'll see. Adi, you are up, my friend.
Please go down a little bit.
Yeah, Isabel, Adi always picks a European Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, so I'm picking my next. I'm picking my next Ryder Cup team now. So I'm going to take
2028.
Exactly. That's my next team. Aaron Ray.
Where are you going?
Number 13.
Aaron Ray. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
He played well yesterday. Yeah.
He barely won five.
Yeah, but he played really well in the Scottish. I mean,
yeah,
he has nothing to lose. That guy is going to be.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it yesterday. I couldn't believe it that Rye and Alex Noren had not qualified, and they both. I think they both got in by shooting like 64 or 65 yesterday. So, yeah, he's a good player. A very good pick. Aaron Rye, David Ogren for two picks, please.
I actually think the winner of the tournament's already been picked.
Yeah, so now we're picking guys who make the cut. You do.
Something like that, right? I don't think the forgotten man can defend his championship.
Oh, the pea shooter, Ryan Harmon.
Yeah, he's not going to defend his championship. I did hear a funny the other day that Patrick Cantlay at the next Ryder Cup should probably play against... since he's going to be hat off, he should probably play against hat on. I did hear that one.
Is that your pick?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to pick two Americans.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I'm going to pick Sahith Theegala and Akshay Bhatia.
You like those guys.
They're cut-making... low scoring, not afraid to play machines. They're both still kind of raw when it comes to big time major championship contention. But, you know, I already think the winner's been picked. So those guys are cut making machines. They seem to show up every week. I happen to think both of those guys will be with Bradley at
Bethpage.
Bethpage.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Do you think? Keegan Bradley has a chance or had a chance of playing his way onto the team?
He does, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. I mean, all do. Hey, a question I have. When you were talking about the scratches, it seemed to be a lot of LIV guys scratching.
Yeah, I mean, they're just on the list in case they get invited, I guess. I mean, Reed, Gooch, Detry, Leishman, Pereira, Riley, Power, Varner, and David Duval have...
They didn't get in the field?
They didn't get in.
Okay, so it's not like they withdrew. They didn't get in.
They didn't get in. They didn't get in.
Is anybody missing them?
Not really. Not really. I mean, they played at Valderrama, which is one of the premier courses in Europe this week, and I didn't really see any of it. I don't even know who won. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And Keegan said right away he would play the guys from LIV. So we'll see what Luke Donald does. But I think there's more for the taking there from the American side than from us, other than John Rahm, maybe. All right, Sigala, Bhatia, and Scheffler. Again, he's slowly, Isabel, watch out for David Ogden. He slowly picks these guys and builds and builds and builds, and then all of a sudden he's got like a monster team. By the way, just a reminder, the competition's going on here. We have a 36-hole team competition, which is a stroke play competition. Then we have, of course, the winner at the end, and then we have a prize money competition, which team collects the most prize money. It's usually the guy who wins, but we've been close. We go back to Adi. I think Adi is going to pick some Scandinavian guy now.
No, I'm just going to fill the gap up there because it's the top name of the list now, Tyrell Hatton.
Hat on.
My head on for that. So now we got no caps. The only Patrick Cantley needs to be picked up somewhere.
Yeah.
Now that needs to be done. He is, as I say, I mean, definitely going to,
yeah.
My opinion, is going to make the cut.
I'm going to roll the dice and go with Bobby Mack for another good showing. He's on a roll. He's not going to be too hungover for this, I guess. The way he played, yeah, I mean, he got that drop on 16, I believe, in the rough, but he made eagle there, and then he birdied 18, which is pretty incredible. And although I would have loved to have seen Adam win after, I don't know how many years he's been at it, but I'm going with Bobby Mack. I like that guy. Michael Timpos, Doc, for another pick, please.
Yeah, I take the hotel.
Well, Wyndham Clark goes to Doc. Where is
the suite at the Wyndham?
Which number is the hotel? Where is he? I can't even see him. Is he down?
That is my ultimate contribution to the program.
29. I don't know. I watched him yesterday and I thought, my God, has this guy ever played in bad weather? Doc picks Wyndham. Very good. Isabel, you're up for your third pick.
I'll be picking, because it's his birthday today, and he's been playing very well, especially in Italy, Marcezin.
I didn't hear you.
Marcezin. Sorry.
Marcezin. Oh, wow. That's going all the way down. And he's played well at the Open. I don't know how many years ago, but...
but he's in good shape right now. I just saw him hitting a few balls. Good body language, good ball strike. Fingers crossed. Why not?
There you go.
And a new floral shirt.
Do we have
another? Definitely. Very colorful.
One, Marcel. Where is he? Stefan Jäger. Phil Mickelson. My God, where is he?
107.
400 to 1. Isabel, there must be a Paddy Power, whatever you call those betting shops. Go put a tenner on him. Marcel Ziem. He played. He played with Stuart Sink on the weekend, I think. And they were like combined age of like 93 or something like that. Playing, and then you have like the Højgaard twins were like a combined age of 46. I mean, it's the only sport where you can have that. Ted, long ball. Tom Kim and Hideki. Do you want to pick an Asian on this page or you want to go back up? Rio Hisatsune. Rio. If I have another kid, I'm going to call him Rio with a Y. Yeah.
I got to get... Boom. I just saw him.
Louis Sandburns. We're up here back on the first page. Sungjae.
That's the guy I'm getting. I love his game.
Sungjae?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sungjae.
Played well last weekend.
He did. Yeah, he's just such a good player. Did you see in the States, almost the guy from the Philippines won? First guy from the Philippines to win a PGA event yesterday?
Philippines.
Brother Burley, you're sitting on Tommy Fleetwood and Bryson DeChambeau. Where are you going?
Yeah. Well, I mean, contrary to the last time when I picked underdogs and it worked out, I think I had the worst score ever last time, didn't I? Is that right?
That was pretty close. You were like 96 over.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I'm going with strong characters this time. I'm going to go with Patrick Cantlay.
Oh, Casey will not be happy.
Sorry.
Again. LA. Casey for two, please.
All right. Well, Burley, what's going to be your next picks? Because that's clearly where I'm going
to
go.
Well, you said it last time. We're on the same page. Yeah. I mean, it just seemed to be reading.
Yeah, no, it's like, I was waiting for Cantlay the whole time and got him again. Sorry, I'm going to go Max Homa.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on one second.
Hold on, girls. I'm trying to escape children. This is a very important pitch. And
will you go down a little?
Yeah.
That's right. The answer is back, Ted. Did you see that?
I'll go with Louis Tazen, my boy, Ous Tazen.
Louis, you love Louis. Yeah, he doesn't make any sense. But Ted, Abraham, the answer is back.
How are you?
He is too. He's playing number 48. I had to double check it. I couldn't believe it even. Speaking from the same page, we're going right back to Brother Burley. So,
strap yourselves in for this one, because yesterday we had another winner, right? Who he won a tournament, big one yesterday, and he's a previous winner at the Open. And at Troon, he's runner up at the Open at Troon, and he's at number 128. And that is Ernie Els.
Oh, baby.
Big easy.
Now
he is swinging sweet at the moment. Have you seen the clips of his swing lately?
Yeah.
He's swinging really well.
Ernie Els going right there. Brother Burley, maybe you can shed some light because you got your finger on the pulse of this Joost Luiten and the Olympics situation. What is going on there? He went to court.
There's been a lot of talk about it. It is such a Dutch thing. The Dutch Olympic Committee, basically they set up the list of people who qualify for the or candidates for the Olympic Games, and the Dutch Olympic Committee turned around and said, well, you know, we don't think golf's a real sport. We don't think these guys are going to finish in the top eight, and they disallowed him to go. So Joost Luiten took him to court. He won within like 5 minutes. Case closed. And what happened was the Olympic Committee said, "Well, your place has already been filled, so we put you on a reserve list." So he may still make it, but basically, I mean, everyone's so pissed off because in Holland they don't really see golf as a sport.
Right.
They don't take it seriously.
Who's going for Holland?
They had Darius van Driel, who's also won this year on tour.
That's right.
And Dewey Claire Schaefel, who's actually, she was quite a good college golfer in her time. You know, and on the ladies' tour.
And is Anne Van Damme going?
Yeah, she's the only one who's actually going and on the list and actually was confirmed to be going.
That's a wild story, I mean.
But my colleague used to teach Anna Van Damme, and there's some stories there as well. I mean, she's not playing with a full deck, so to speak.
Oh, tell us
more. Yeah.
Looks like
it's a bit strange. She just loves hitting drivers. She just short game is terrible, apparently. If she paid attention with a short game, she could win five times a year.
All right, Ted, you're back. You're sitting on Tom Kim, Hideki Matsuyama, and Sungjae Im.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I love Minwoo Lee.
Yeah.
He's just missing something. So I got to find another guy to take his place. And then I got to get a guy who can captain the team. I'm going to tell him to have meetings with the guys at night to keep him mentally fresh.
Isao Aoki.
If they need putt lessons, we could get him. Okay. Keep going down.
I'm going.
That's what she said. Here we go.
Tiger.
Now, well, now, funny you mentioned that. He got a little Asian in him. Move down. I tell you what, you're right. I am going to take Tiger Woods.
Oh, my God.
You get Tiger Woods this late in the game, huh?
It's like he wants to lose. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Isabel, see, I told you that, you know, the one guy to beat is Ted, and he's proving it. You are sitting on Åberg, John Rahm, and Marcel Siem, Isabel. Where are you? I'm going to go back up for you.
Yes, well, no. It will be another, rather unusual pick, but he played last year pretty well at the Open, so I will go for an Indian guy, Shubhankar Sharma. I played with him this year at the European Open, very sympathetic, well-playing guy, and would be just wonderful. I'm pretty sure we will definitely make the cut.
I see. Now she's catching on very quickly at what's going on here. Where is Shubhankar?
He played well last weekend as well.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
He deciphered my formula. He's considered an Asian as well, by the way.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
I didn't know that, but it is part of Asia.
There you go. Doc, tip us, please. You were sitting on Jane, Xander, and the hotel.
Yeah, I think no one would pick Mr. Southgate. I mean, neither. No.
5 minutes away from being Sir Gareth Southgate.
I'd take Corey Connors.
The Canadian. Where is he? What number? You're killing me.
What is the theory behind that, Mijail?
Behind what?
Michal, what is the theory behind picking Corey Connors?
I don't know.
He played last weekend quite well.
Where is
tied sixth or something?
There he is. Corey Connors. Canadian weather. Doc. Connors. I will go for Tony Finau.
Asian guy.
There you go.
No, he's from the Oceanic.
Not right? A bad pick with the fourth round. There you go. Adi, you are up. Rory, Aaron Rye, and Tyrrell Hatton. You are.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on building up my next European Ryder Cup team. And since this. See, Spain won yesterday.
Yeah.
Much better team anyway.
Yeah.
Deserve to win. We need a good Spanish guy in the team, so I'm going to take Jorge Campillo. He's number 117.
Jorge Campillo. Oh, that's a very interesting pick.
He's been there for a long time, and I mean, he's an experienced guy. He can. His time will come.
There you go. Isabel, you have no idea how much fun you're going to have watching this with the sheet in your hand.
The problem is, so I have you on my mobile, so I can't really see the sheet. So, but I really try to concentrate that I don't miss anything out. And that's very small written. So please forgive me when I take a pick, who's picked already.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. Let me see if I can enlarge it. Stefan?
No, it's fine.
All right, there we go. David Ogren, two picks, sitting on Scheffler, Sigala, and Bhatia.
Well, while you guys were carrying on, I had a client, a customer in the shop who happened to have retired as the commander of NATO forces Europe.
Ooh.
So I says, anything that the Germany needs to know, and he said, duck.
Duck. That's duck.
Nice. Actually, he said, keep buying missile systems, please.
Seriously.
All right. Where are we at here? Before we got started, Ted asked a question, or he made a statement. And so I'm going to ask a question to the crew here. What's the square root of 9?
Well, obviously.
3.
You know what the square root of 3 is?
What's the square root of 9? My question first.
3.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Square root.
Okay, the square root of 9, you're only half right.
Okay,
because the square root of 3 can also be negative 3. So two things can be true at the same time.
But I got
a very clever, Mr. Ogren.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes.
No, I don't know what the square root of 3 is without a calculator.
1.32050808.
There you go. Ted's got
that sounds like a zip code. It sounds like a TV show. Where are we at?
We are in round number 4 and beginning of 5. The highest player available on the board is Cam Smith. He always seems to be that. Justin Thomas, Cam Young, Neiman, Spieth, Minwoo. And then Davis Thompson, who I really didn't know who he was. He's like a mini American Aberg. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'm leaving Minwoo to Ted.
Okay. Very generous.
I'm going to leave. I'm just going to do him a favor. MEC. I'm not a Cam Smith. He's lost a. He shouldn't have gone to LIV. Sorry. Justin Thomas had a great first round and then went back to his kind of lost ways. Does anybody trust Cameron Young, Joaquin Neiman? My back hurts. Jordan Spieth can't make a putt. I'm leaving Minwoo. Go down, go down, go down.
Who's he? Is he an Asian guy?
Sorry. Down. I'm going to go. Will Zalatoris and Russell Henley.
Will Zalatoris and Russell Henley. Those are
good
picks. Zalatoris and.
And I'm going to leave Siwoo Kim to long ball as well. And Abraham Answer, I'm going to leave. And I don't trust anybody in LIV. So, yeah. Okay. I'm good.
Good picks. Is David, I don't know if you watched the Scottish Open a little bit over the weekend. Does it feel like Rory is starting to putt like Scotty because he's hitting the ball so good and he cannot make a putt?
I think really good ball striking exposes very average putting.
Correct. Very good.
Right?
Very good.
If he was an average ball striker, we wouldn't know he was an average putter.
Yeah.
Now, how good is an average putter? I know exactly how good an average putter is. And, you know, there's probably he beats everybody in the world except the guys on tour who aren't average. And then the guys who aren't average, who are exceptional putters, don't hit it anywhere near as good as those two. So it's like, choose your poison, man.
Wow.
What I remember most about Troon is I missed the cut in the senior open at Troon, and I missed the cut because every 6-footer I had looked straight and none of them went in.
Right.
So, didn't mean
you know, the greens aren't real goofy either. They're kind of nice and normal and if you can play number 11 in a couple over par for the week, especially into the wind, you're doing great.
Isabel, would you care to take a guess at the winning score since you're right there and you got a handle on the weather and the course condition?
Oh my god, that's a tough one.
Sorry.
I think I wouldn't dare to because I don't think that it will be really low scores because as the weather will be dreadful. No, I wouldn't dare to be honest. That would be just pure guessing. I don't know. No. Do you guys have a clue? Do you have a feeling for it?
Ted. Yeah.
12 under.
12.
12 under. Yeah. Tom Kim's going to shoot
12 under. There you go. That'll be the tiebreaker. That'll be the tiebreaker. Adi, you are up. You are sitting on Rory McIlroy, Aaron Rye, Tyrrell Haddon, and Jorge Campillo.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, we need some Scandinavian in the team.
Yes,
now,
so here we go. Now we go on
down. So Nikolai.
Nikolai.
Oh, God.
Nikolai. Got beaten by his twin brother yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. And these guys, you know, I mean, everybody's talking about Aberg and everything, but these guys are just 23. I mean, they're just right in there.
It's a good, great story about them.
Playing really, really good golf. I saw there's another guy from Iceland on the Challenge Tour.
Yeah, they're two or three playing regularly now.
Yeah.
So, on and off.
You must be happy about that.
Yeah.
They're playing there because of you.
Statistically, we shouldn't have any player on any tour whatsoever.
On any tour. On the Dutch tour.
There's so few. I mean, we're just happy to have them there. Them. But we got some young kids coming, but you never know with this sport. Never.
Yeah. It's so cool.
We just keep on going, keep on working hard.
Yeah, it's. I think it's just great what you guys are doing there. I am going to go. I want to take JT. How can he still be up there?
Well, quite simple.
He sucks.
Well, I wouldn't say anything about the guy. I mean, he's a good guy, but David, what do you? David is off to the races again. Has this guy got like diarrhea? He got a lot to do.
I think he's in the middle of his pro shop.
Oh, okay. I've got one question, Frank. Isabel? You got a little bit of a Scottish accent, but at the same time, Isabel's not a Scottish name. And you sometimes, are you like from where Stefan's from? Are you Austrian or something?
No, I'm from Germany. I'm from Hamburg. But I learned my English and my Scottish and my golf in West Kilbride in Ayrshire. And that's why I'm here, actually. It's like coming home. But I lost my Scottish accent when I lived in Boston. So it's a kind of a wild mixture. But I'm German.
You've not lost it, lad. You've still got it.
Yeah. Good. I hope. I really like the Scottish accent.
Can he do it? Can he do it?
From Hamburg. Ted, what's with your accent? It's like a mixture of like Schwaben and North Carolina.
It depends who I'm from, where I'm from. If I'm with the people around here, it's going to be something you probably might not understand too well.
Yeah.
Hi-yo.
Yep.
Wir sind nicht vom Hamburg. Wir sind die Una. Das wird halt anders als euch.
Wir können auch ein bisschen Platsch snacken.
Nein.
Das können wir gerne machen.
Oh Gott.
Shocking. Shocking, sorry.
Dad, David is back.
Ah, jetzt David kommt der alt wieder.
What do you want to ask him?
David. He's gone again. He's got to sell a sleeve of balls or something.
He's right there.
Where? He's not talking.
I see him.
That's Adi.
No, it's David.
I don't see him. He's not on my thing, on my shim.
This is actually interesting. I'm the very last person in the media center now, just because of you. And it's freezing. I'm actually going to put on my woolly hat.
Yeah. And we'll hurry up. We'll hurry up just for you.
No. It's nice.
What's up?
Enjoy it.
David, let me ask you a question. So your man, Justin Thomas, right? I've just seen him through a bit of snippets. He gets his hands forward a bit in a downswing. Don't you think that his left arm's too steep? I mean, that seems to be, to me, that causes a lot of problems in his swing because he doesn't really lay it off on the way down much, does he?
No, he doesn't. And I think that's a good assessment. But he and his dad have a very specific idea of what the swing should look like. And I think it's a little bit modeled under the Jack Grout, Jack Nicklaus model. So it is what it is, right? And
it's something you got to realize you've run out of whatever. I mean, he works too hard. I think he's too talented to be that up and downsy the way he's been. I don't think it'd be big of a change to fix the guy. He just got to flatten that left arm out. That's going to get him. To me, that anybody who's that steep's always looking at a double miss to me.
Well, that's almost exactly the change that Tiger made at about this point in his career.
Yes.
Is he went from Butch's model to more of a Hank Haney model, which is a little bit lower, a little more rounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think you're wrong at all.
I would love to see the guy play well because I think he's really good for golf. You know, I think he's just an honest guy. Who just, you get what you pay for. There's no BS there. You know, I like that about him.
There you go. That's why I picked him. Doc, you're up. Lowry, yes. Xander, Wyndham, Connors. Jimmy Connors. I don't know.
If I would pick a fashion guy, I would like Isabel. I would pick Jason Day from Melbourne, but I'm taking Adam Scott because he's got butter.
Damn it.
Oh, he's got the lab going. I mean, I did a show with Bill Pressey a couple of weeks ago who invented the thing. My God, what a nice guy. But my head was spinning because of all the things. As an inventor, I mean, I've never talked really to an inventor before. Adam Scott goes to Doc. But
you guys missed something on what he said. He had, I want to know, was it out of comma or period? You said, if I was a fashion guy, I would pick Isabel. Now, was that a period or a comma?
No. I would pick Jason Day.
Ah, yeah.
Because okay. Isabel picked Marcel Zim for his flowery shirt.
Pink pants.
No, I picked him because of his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be nice to see him. I think Bleshy must be up there. Oh, he's up in Troon.
He's here. Yeah,
he's there. Give him our best. Give him my best. I'll see him. When am I seeing him? In August. He must be so excited because they're like a team. The two of them. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So who do you pick? You picked Doc. Who'd you pick?
I picked Adam Scott. You always
got
it on. Okay, I got to put it down on writing here too. I forgot already. I got using it. Isabel, you're up. Aberg, Rahm, Seam, Sharmar.
If I'm not misled, I think we skipped Joseph Zapp's Taka, didn't we?
We did. He's right there, number 36.
Yeah. And I mean, he played excellent last year at the Open. He became second. And also last year at the PGA Championship, he became seventh. So why not? So it seems to be. Would be a nice chance. He will at least make the cut. I'm pretty
But he's optimistic. Not Asian, Isabel.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. I just pick wild mixtures.
There you go.
There you go. Let's get close.
Speaking of wild mixtures, Ted, you're up.
Now, let me tell you something. This is the second year in a row one of my guys is in the Open, and I just saw when you went down the screen that I didn't pick him yet. So I'm going to pick him, Yannick Powell.
Yannick Powell.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You're never going to bet a better guy than him.
Got a number on him?
Good ball striker, too. He's probably 3 or 4, I would think. Keep going.
Benson.
Should have left him for me, because that's a future radical player, definitely.
He's good, man. He's a great guy. He's just a wonderful guy, really.
Doc, you got a number on Yannick Powell? Because you always have the numbers.
No.
There he is, 119.
119, and that's my... What's the square root of 119?
Well, Yannick Powell. Brother Burley for one pick, please. Fleetwood, Bryson, Cantlay, Els. Wow.
Yeah. I was really hoping for Adam Scott. Thank you, Doc. I'll go for Mathieu Pavon.
Oh, that's a good pick.
The French guy.
If he's in form, he can win easy.
He got too long a hair to play in the Open.
Does he have long hair?
Yeah, curly hair.
Where is he?
Pavon. We don't like guys with hair, Ted.
Yeah, that's true. And if worst case, did he leave?
I tried to get in touch with the Dome, but he's back caddying. Where is Pavon?
44.
There he is. There he is. Brother Burley.
He was another guy that I was thinking about. Funny enough.
The Olympics will be interesting.
Control F is search, Frank, just between you and me.
Okay. I'm using Open Office.
Well, Control F.
Wow. Casey Shea, are you back or are the kids with you?
The kids are around.
The kids are around. Love those kids. How much are you going Maine?
Can you scroll up a little bit?
I sure can. You got two picks, my friend.
Okay.
Sam Burns on this page, and then here we got Cameron Young is the highest guy. No, Cam Smith is still there. Smith, Neiman, Spieth, Minwoo Lee. Those are the big guys up top.
I will take... I'm going to take Cam Young.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take Justin Rose.
Oh, come on. You just
take him.
Justin.
Oh, Lloydy.
Buzz is Lewis.
I mean, Justin Rose. Come on, Casey. Go with Cam. I'll tell you a private bet. I'll tell you Cam Smith will beat Justin Rose. That's what I'll do. I'll shave my head and you shave yours.
What?
I said if Cam Smith beat Justin Rose, he's got to shave his head.
Justin Rose is the sort of person who, for a big event like this, back especially, you understand that to all these people? Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
That's Ella. Can you say hi again?
Hi.
That's
what I'm dealing with.
There you go.
Maybe that's why I'm picking Justin Rose. Maybe she's throwing me off.
There you go.
I think that Justin Rose still has a chance anytime at the Open. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm totally with you on that.
But Cam Smith,
At least to make the cut.
There you go.
I want you to win again, Casey. You used to be our number one guy. You won all the time.
It's been a while.
I thought you would have picked him. I think some of these guys have really screwed up your picking.
Yeah, since Webb Simpson is not around anymore. But Stuart Sink is still there. He's saving him for the last round.
I would have picked David Duval just for fun, but I guess he's...
Brother Burley, you're up.
I don't think I was too far off with Justin Rose, to be honest, because, I mean, Justin Rose, he was going to be my next pick.
You guys really are on the same page.
That's right, we're on the same page.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we are. Justin Rose qualified through the qualifying process, and he played really well in the qualifying. I mean, I was, you know, I think he's still got it in him.
Agreed.
Where you going?
Anyway, I'm going to pick Ryan Fox.
You like him.
Good call there. Ryan Fox is a good guy, and he's well insulated, so he won't get cold.
Always turns up.
But what Isabel told us about the weather, I mean, Brian Harman won in miserable weather last year, didn't he?
That was the hardest course ever. I was there.
Well, Ted said 12 under, but I think if we have bad weather, and it could very well be bad weather, I think we could be looking at level par. If it's bad weather.
Come on now.
If it's bad weather, Ted. I mean, you got to think if it's bad weather.
First of all, Isabel doesn't know what bad weather is. She's from Hamburg. Mixing up bad weather with bad courses.
You're in sunny Mannheim, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Look at my face. Yeah. It's red today. I got sunburned.
There you go. Yeah, you did. All right, Ted, you're up. Come on, we got two more rounds to go, and then we got to get Isabel out of the cold press tent.
Oh, Lloydy.
How many rounds are we doing?
We're doing two more. We did six. Now we're in the sixth round. We'll come back for seven and then eight and finish. So you'll be done in about 15 minutes.
I'm going to pick a guy. He's a homeboy, and I know him, so I know it's true. He's actually got an uncle that's Asian. Okay, so I can pick him.
An Asian uncle.
Ewan Ferguson's uncle's Asian.
Ewan Ferguson. I saw an interview with him. I really liked him.
He's a good guy. He's a good ball striker. But he plays well. He plays well. And he's Asian. That's the main thing.
There you go. Ewan Ferguson. Isabel, please.
I will actually, because he played just consistently well during the Opens. And he is the best player who's still available, Cameron Smith.
See, there you go, Isabel. You're making sense now, sweetie.
Yeah, now she's thinking like a Norton V. Nordlist.
She's going down the list. Good German.
Yeah, you know, she goes down to Seam and Sharmar and everything, and then she works her way up to Straka and the Kim. It's a very clever strategy.
Telling that she picked him.
Cam Smith. Michael.
Kurt.
Kitayama.
Yes.
Ted will not be happy.
No, I'm very happy. I'm finally, guys are getting on board here.
Yeah, I know. I was so happy when that worked out for me at the PGA. You have no idea. Where's Kurt Kitayama?
Kitayama.
Got a number on him, Doc?
Oh, 73.
I'm almost there. Okay. Maronk is playing. All right, I'm going back up. I'm sticking to the top guys here. I will go with... I'm going to take Min Woo off the board, Ted.
Ooh.
Who is right? Who left him for? David left him for, but he is at. He shot at him twice. I'm going Min Woo. Adi for one pick, please.
Sorry, I'm still picking my future team. So yes, we'll go down have... to. We need the one guy from France in it. So go to 102.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I can pronounce that right in Franzosis.
Oh my God, Longasque?
Yeah, go.
Is it Romain? It's Romain. Yeah. Very good. He played good last week also.
Yeah. I think he's 28 or 29 or something.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. So he's my future rider of team, yes.
But he was like one of those wunderkind guys, right? Like Manassero and Dominic Foes and, you know, one of those guys. And then he disappeared and he comes back like 50 pounds heavier. And
He's huge. He's strong. He won, I think, the amateurs or something like that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. French guy for the Olympics, Romain Longasque. David Ogren, please, for two picks, 2, 4, 5, 6. Pick 6 and 7, and then you have your last one, the 8th pick later. Two more picks, David.
Go on up.
How are your Scandinavian ladies team? How are they doing? Are they still there?
The girl from Finland is still here. Yeah. Matilda's. They had a little amateur tournament. She won it the other day. Okay, so let me see here. Is Jordan Spieth off the board yet?
No, he's not. He's still available.
Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Or don't say.
There he is, David.
Yeah. And
Joachim Niemann.
No. Let me see. I'll go Davis Thompson. He's been playing really good.
Who is he?
He was like the number one amateur in the world not too long ago, right?
Okay, good.
Davis Thompson. Very good. David, before we come around to your last pick all the way at the end, there's been a super story, not the only one, but very recently of... your man, your boy, Oliver Betchart, finishing tied for fourth at the Scottish boys under Scottish boys under 16, I believe, in his first tournament in Scotland ever. That must have been a thrill for you.
What was the thrill about it most, Frank, is he had 3 rounds under par in a major competition. And we talk about something that I call scoring endurance, the ability to keep scoring low, keep making birdies farther and farther into tournaments. And then yesterday he double bogeyed the 18th hole to shoot 2 over. And I reminded him that he's got to keep his wits about him longer in an event.
And not
fall apart. And just chatting around with some of my fellow coaches, it's like, that's a thing, is being able to keep making birdies.
Yeah.
Keep making birdies, right?
Well, I think it was in round 3, he made 5 birdies.
Yeah.
I thought that was unbelievable. You're headed over to Switzerland, you told me.
Yeah, I'm going to go over there in mid August and caddy for him for a week, and see if I can't help him out, get ready for a return to the Butterfield Bermuda Championship.
Right.
Please go ahead.
Please go ahead. Please, sorry.
No. Go ahead and finish your thought.
He's 15 now, or 16.
He's 15.
Yeah. And he doesn't look like he's fully grown yet. How does that factor in your coaching with him and not knowing how big and strong he's going to get?
Well, his father and his brother are about his height, but a lot thicker in the chest. I don't know how much taller he's going to get, but he's going to get thicker and stronger in the chest and the upper arms and stuff like that. His dad is really a strong guy, and his brother, who's an apprentice plumber over in Switzerland or something, apprentice electrician, is also very strong. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Switzerland's not too far from where Ted's sitting.
Yes. I was going to say this.
Please.
All right, in 28. See space 28. I was going to put Taylor Swift's name. Let me know if you get it.
I don't. 28. I'm not a Swiftie.
I got a blank space, baby.
Oh,
hey-o!
There it is.
Oh, come up and Ed McMahon at its finest.
Did you like that one, Casey?
I did.
Thank you.
Very impressed. Thank you. Very impressed. Thank you. If the girls would have been around, they would have really gone crazy.
So while Oliver was finishing fourth there in Scotland, his mom and his sister were on the Eras tour, watching the Eras tour in Zurich. So. It was a big day for that family.
Yeah, and what a nice family they seem to be. Great. And Oliver couldn't be nicer. When I reach out to him, he's always it's just a great kid. It's good to see him play this way. And speaking of young kids playing great, you all know our friend Albert Hansen, the young Swede, who again wanted to be here, but he was busy winning the European team championship with Team Sweden, where he was Albert the Anchorman Hansen. And they beat the Netherlands. Sorry, Brother Burley, in the final again. So he was going to try and pop by, but what a good kid he is. And that final he played with his roommate at Carnoustie, 6 hours on YouTube. You should all watch it. Adi, please, for your pick number 7, 2, 4, 6, you're sitting on all Europeans again.
Yeah, of course. And the young guys in the Spanish team really stole the show with the football. And so I'm picking very young guy. He's probably going to – he's the first British Open. He's only 22. And his name is David Pugh. I think he's number 16.
He's a Spanish guy.
He's a Spanish guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Isn't he like with Liv? Didn't he move to Liv like when he was like...
I don't know.
Week? Yeah. I know that name. How do you... There you go. I'm getting very good with the controls of the keyboard. David Puig. I don't know how you pronounce that. But how about those kids on the Spanish football team? Jesus Christ. That kid, my God.
That is 17. Understand it.
Jesus Christ. And they don't know what to do with him. You know, I think the only guy who can cover him is Carvajal. But he's on the same team. So very cool. Oh, I'm up. I got to pick somebody fun. I want to go. Taylor Swift is still there. I'm going to go for Ted. No, I don't want that guy. I'm going to go for I'm going to go for Ricky.
Ricky
should be Ryder Cup captain, Frank.
He will. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going to pick Keegan Bradley next, but I just like Ricky. You know, I mean, you never know when he's coming through, and God bless him. Doc, you're up with your seventh pick, second to last pick.
J-Man, I take Mr. Malbon.
Jason Day. Jason Day. Did he drive his RV over to Scotland is the question there. Isabel, darling, if I may call you that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Aberg, Rahm, Seam, Sharmar, Strucker, and Cam Smith. Wow. Stefan would be salivating at this team.
But I'm not sure. Did anyone pick Rasmus Højgaard yet?
Rasmus Højgaard has not been picked.
Number 51. You missed the hand, him. I don't ask. Yeah.
The other hand is Nikolai.
He will do well. I'm pretty sure. He's been in 22. He's been on the top 60, I think. Last year he was 23rd, 24th or something like that. So right. Why not?
And, yeah. And he beat his brother yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did.
There you go. Rasmus. Is the town full already, Isabel, there in Troon and North Berwick?
No, I must say I was very surprised. It's pretty easy, low-key now. Even to get here was kind of confusing. So they closed many roads, but there were actually not many cars. And right now the volunteers are very friendly, very helpful, and it's just easy. It's a very nice and laid-back, down-to-earth atmosphere, but I guess it will go wild at least at the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Isabel picks Rasmus Højgaard. What a good pick that is. Ted, Kim, Hideki, Sungjae, Tiger, Yannick Paul, and Ewan Ferguson. Sweet Jesus.
Don't anybody else. I got all the winners. go up a little bit higher.
I am. I'll be going up. Sam Burns interests you? Who's got you? You know, Taylor Swift.
I'll slow down. This is
Joachim Niemann is still there, number 21 at 50-1.
I'm going to tell you something. What David would say about him? He's born to play in the open, but it's too cold being a South American, so he's not going to pick him. Go up a little higher. Is there anybody left? There's a guy I saw, and I said he's going to win the open.
Everything's gone up here.
They go down.
Except Niemann. Oh, he's going to go for like Emiliano Grillo or something like that.
I know who it is right now.
Answer.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. The comeback is complete. Okay?
Yeah.
Just like you go to the ice cream store, they pile on those little scoops of everything, put the cream on it, and then they put the cherry on top, which means it's time to eat. Okay? I'm picking. Tells his name again. Monacero. I'm picking Monacero.
Well, Stefan. Stefan would love it.
I know. I'll sleep better knowing that, Isabel. Trust me. I think Monacero's got one of the most reliable swings in golf. He's putting well. And I just think the guy, the pressure's off. He's feeling comfortable. And I've putted with him for money before, right? And when this guy makes one, suddenly he gets a completely different body language when he gets some confidence going. And
yeah.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
There you go. I mean, that sounds from the weather Isabel's been describing. That sounds like the kind of player that would do well, no? I mean,
anywhere now. I think his time, he's going to be back on top. Just swings it beautifully.
Yeah, and he looks comfortable playing, in the later groups on the weekend. I noticed that yesterday too. So, yeah, would love to see him do well. Brother Burley.
Yeah.
Fleetwood, Bryson, Cantley, Els, Pavone, and Fox.
I think all my ones out of the way, so I'm going to go for a couple of outliers.
Is Robert Rock playing?
No, he's not. But I'm one of the J's for the doc. I'm going to go for Joost Luiten.
There you go. Yeah, Joost will be very happy about that. He's such a good player. I mean, I don't know what is going on there. Why they are on his
ass.
What number is he?
Oh, good question.
There you go. He's got to be down here somewhere. Joost. Jordan Smith. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
So, Joost, isn't he an automatic pairing with Bezuidenhout?
Well,
all the other names an American can't pronounce.
Yeah, well, he's South African, which is, the Dutch farmers who moved out there over 100 years ago. They all have Dutch names, but they're all Dutch origin. Louis Oosthuizen, his grandfather is Dutch. So, you know.
Yeah. Tertius Clausens.
There you go. All right. We have come to the final round. Well, we've come to the last pick of the seventh round and the first pick of the final round. Casey Shea. What's the weather like in Maine?
It's beautiful currently.
You playing any golf?
I actually did play the second day that I was here. It was a few days ago. It was the first time I had touched a club in months. Playing with a random set of golf clubs, some Ping I 2s, the old classic Ping I 2.
Ooh. Oui.
And I 75. I couldn't believe it.
75 with the Ping I 2s. There you go.
Pretty good course as well. So, yep. Somehow.
You're going to head down to the city at all? You going to head down to the city?
No. Just
Everybody's gone from the city. All that whole music crowd is gone.
Pretty much.
Yeah, everybody left. Yeah. Wow. All right, my friend. Two picks.
We all got old. That's the thing.
There you go. and Rich too late.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, obviously. The person who everybody has overlooked in this
is the person who
has really something, a new fire to play for, a new fire in his gut. I'm going to go with Keegan Bradley.
There you go. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
This week, he's gonna set that fire yet again. Going to see it. And then one more pick. You know what? I'll go with Mr. Christian Bezuidenhout.
The Bez. That leaves Mr. Shea with the team of Hovland, Fitzpatrick, Homa, Oosthuizen, Cam Young, Justin Rose, Keegan Bradley, and the Bez. Wow. Keegan Bradley is like the kind of guy who will, like, for the next 2 years will sleep in the parking lot at Bethpage Black. You know, that's what he's like, oh, he's everywhere. I watched his little altercation with Jimenez again on YouTube. That's fantastic. Great team. Casey, I'm so glad you could join us. You always missed when you're not here. Brother Burley, your final pick, please.
Thank you. You mentioned my friend Robert Rock. He's not playing, but someone he coaches is playing. I'm going to go for Matt Wallace.
Wallace. There you go. Got a number on him for me? I don't need it. No, it's okay.
Really quick, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have girls that I'm supposed to take on some sort of trek around here, so I'm going to have to sign off early.
Always
or else they're going to start appearing in video.
Always.
For the rest of it. But good luck, everybody. And good to see you all.
Bye, Casey.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
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 I'll see if I can figure out how to turn this off.
The girls will tell you. Born on the 17th green at TPC Sawgrass. Ted, your final pick, please.
I'm going to tell you the name of a guy.
We've never heard of.
Good player, a good young player. And I'm going to tell you something. I played with him because he played with Hammer when I was caddying. And he can hit it. And he just born for this stuff, and he grew up in the north of Ireland, so he knows a lot about playing on the links courses. Born with a lovely lad, Tom McKibben.
Tom McKibben. Oh. McKibben. He won the Porsche. That's a long track. Very good pick, Ted.
Yes.
Very good. Tom Kim, Hideki, Sungjae, Tiger, Paul, Ferguson, Montecero, and McKibben. Very nice, Ted. What are you eating, Ted?
Excellent.
What?
It's from, they have fake German food. This is real German food right here.
God. Dear Isabel, what a pleasure it has been to have you here. Are you ready for your final pick?
I'm very, very upset with Ted, actually, because I think that's an excellent pick he just took there.
Oh.
I will then alternatively go with Jordan Smith, I think. Yeah.
Jordan Smith.
Yes. I know it's a bit wild, but 63. He was very consistent during the past years at the Open. So why not? I mean, he's 10 years older than my other pick. Well, my original pick, but why not?
Jordan Smith. Very nice. Very nice. Michael Timpas, for your last pick, please.
Yes, I'll take Siwoo Kim.
Siwoo. Ted, you overlooked him.
No. He married him.
No. No. It's my turn.
And you've got to mention me on the 41, Jason Day.
I did. Dark, that's why you're dark, because you don't miss that kind of stuff. I'm just for fun, I'm going to go for DJ. He's got to be doing something with his driver. Adi, please, for your final pick.
Yeah, we got to honor the Iceman in Stenson. Henrik, who shot 63 in Royal Troon in 1916. So,
yeah.
And my team needs a captain. So he didn't make it the last Ryder Cup, but he's going to be the captain of the new team, I think. So I'll take Henrik Stenson.
What a duel that was with Phil Mickelson. That was one of the most unbelievable days I can remember in watching 50 years of golf. That duel they had, that was incredible.
And the 63 was just something else.
Yeah.
For me. That was unbelievable on that golf course.
Rory, Rye.
He deserved to be picked.
Yeah, he deserves to be picked. You're absolutely right. Rounding out, closing out RotoFest 15 will be Mr. David Ogren with his final pick. David.
I'm looking at the entire list, and there's like a whole bunch of good players left.
There is. Want to go another two rounds?
No.
Me neither.
I think we've don't picked... think anybody else does either, right?
How about this guy? Who knows anything about this?
Got?
Yep.
Who's the highest ranked not picked?
I believe the highest is still Taylor Swift and Joachim Niemann.
Oh, jeez.
Niemann, and then we go down to Sam Burns. And we got the answer, Ben Ahn, Dean Burmeister, who just won on the LIV Tour, Billy Horschel. Oh, the Bez is gone. Casey. Tom Hoagie. Who are some of the young guys? Victor Perez.
Yeah. The guy hits it 400 yards from South Africa. He's not in the field, is he?
No, that kid. No. What's his name?
You want 6 foot long legs?
Well, that's Lamprecht, but there's another guy that hits it a long way.
All right. So I'm going to close out with two things. Number one.
Please.
This morning, I got online at Amazon.
Yeah.
And I ordered a chicken. And I ordered an egg. And we're going to find out.
I'm putting my money on the egg. We'll see.
I don't know. I probably should take my friend Lucas. But how can you pass up a guy named Guido?
Yeah, oh, I was just looking at that name.
I'm going to take Guido. I'm going to take Guido for the same reason you took DJ, for the fun of it.
There you go, Guido.
And you know what? The Open Championship always has a story like Guido.
There you go. It could be.
Always. There's always somebody, or an Alexander Bork, or a Rio Hatsunini. They're going to, one of those guys is going to do something for a long time.
Let's hope then, somebody we picked.
And then Scheffler wins.
And you got them both. You got Scheffler and the Migliozzi angle covered. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another phenomenal RotoFest. Isabel, thank you so much for doing this. I don't know how Stefan convinced you to sub for him and you just said yes, but I'm glad you did. And
he glorified you and told me how much fun it is with you. It's true.
As far as I'm concerned, he's out and you're in.
Perfect. Perfect. I will let him and my golf magazine team know. They will laugh.
You can both join, absolutely. Everybody else, the sheets will go out. Thank you so much for the late night, and I hope you enjoy the Open. We'll think about doing one for the Olympics, but we'll get to that when we get to that. So I say good night to you from Lower Saxony. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon.
Cheers, Frank.
To the links.
See you, Frank. See you guys. Always fun.